All right, so let's talk about football for a minute.
Okay.
You are, I think, 11-time Pro Bowl?
11-time.
And so that's pretty elite.
Yes.
You're in the NFL for 16 years, 17 years?
No, 13.
So you were the best of the best for almost every year you played. How'd you do that?
You know, hard work. I got off to a good start my rookie year, and I was alternate to the Pro Bowl at right tackle. And then the next couple of years, they all pro and made the Pro Bowl and everything in New Orleans. And, I just wanted to get in camp and get off to a good start. I think it matters a lot how you get off to start playing early in your career. And before I came in the league, those guys that set out or held out, and they didn't get off to the best starts. And I think that's really key in your career.
Yeah, absolutely. What would you say that, since you've retired, that you, what was like your biggest takeaway from football that you've like transitioned into your career now as a professional?
Well, yeah, I just say football's kind of, metaphor of life. Just,
sure.
You got ups and downs, you go through stuff with your body or family and situations, and you have to keep your head up and keep going and, keep pushing. And, it's just a way of life. And, we just try to do the best you can every day and treat people like you want to be treated.
So I saw that you went to Louisiana Tech for college.
Yes.
But you're here in this area now for Florida. So which do you like better, Louisiana or Florida?
At this point?
Yeah.
Oh, Florida. I like being close to the water. Yeah, I love Florida. I love Florida. The summertime gets a little hot.
Yeah, it
so,
does.
You know,
July
you,
and August.
July
and
well.
And September.
September is, I think, worse than July and August. It's real hot.
Yeah.
Because you don't get a lot of breeze in September.
Right.
The breeze stops. So
And the humidity.
But see, I do like, because some days, even when it's hot, it'll rain and it'll cool it off a little bit.
Right.
So I like that. So I'm happy we'll be moving close to the water. And so hopefully we get a nice breeze a lot of the time over there.
You will. You'll love it.
Yes.
Let me ask you, who would you say was your favorite teammate playing?
That's a good question. Probably got a couple. I'd say Clarence Jones I played with. And New Orleans, we had a real close relationship when we played. Will Shields, just because me and him came out together, we had that, he was one Allen, I was runner up, and I followed his career, he followed mine, and we both were in the hall together, and we played together in the end of Kansas City. So, those two guys, would be special to me. And Irv Smith, when I got drafted, the Saints traded up and got me, and we took Irv with the 20th pick, and we've remained friends. And his son is playing for the Minnesota Vikings now, Irv
right.
Jr., so he's doing real good. So those guys are, we're still pretty close and talk a lot. Obviously, being in the Hall of Fame with that group, all those guys are like your family members now that I'm in the Hall. It's a special fraternity.
Well, tell me a little bit about the Hall of Fame. I mean, We've talked to a few of your cohorts here today, and you guys just had your luncheon this afternoon, I assume, right?
Yes.
It sounds like you guys got a lot of things that you're doing kind of like to help guys in their professional side now since they've left football. Can you kind of like expand a little bit on some of the things that the Hall of Fame has been working on?
I think the Hall of Fame is just trying to do more stuff and get more involved in community activity. I think since David Baker's taken over, we're doing a lot more stuff to interact and get players more involved with the fans and everything.
Like give back a little
to
bit.
Give back a little more. And I think that's what the NFL is trying to do. They're trying to give back a little more and help these communities. And I think they're doing a good job of it. And I mean, David Baker's done an amazing job with the Hall and everything with the Village and they're doing now. So it's very exciting for the future of the NFL with everything going on.
Well, thank you for taking the time. It's nice to get to know the man behind the myth.
Thank you.
Or
thank you.
Big Nasty, I said
yeah,
you say,
big
right?
Nasty when that's I play,
right.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.